people like to keep cash around the house as a handy means of readying themselves in case they might need to use it urgently. Some have lots of spare and loose change because they prefer using a bigger denominator for purchases. But sometimes, these cash can be the target for people who wish to steal them, especially when the methods they use are morally questionable, at best. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries. You are listening to Mysterious Encounters Edition.
Disclaimer. This is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Today's episode is about a story shared by a lady who had a mysterious and scary encounter in her own flat. Cash, which was kept safely, suddenly went missing. A mysterious entity was spotted in her home. What else happened? Let's hear from Yanti, not her real name, about her tale, which happened in her own neighborhood in Jurong West, Singapore.
Thank you, Wraith. Hi, everyone. I'm Yanti. Thank you to Late Night Mysteries for inviting me to tell the mysterious and scary tale which I experienced myself 23 years ago. At that time, I lived in Jurong West, where the place was not quite developed yet, which is the end of most of Jurong West's neighborhood. It all started with me missing small amounts of cash. The logical conclusion was complacency or just pure carelessness. I must have dropped them somewhere or have spent them without any thought. I used to have this bad habit of placing money all over the place. Do you know how it was when you came home and emptied your pockets before throwing your pants into the washing machine? The coins and an odd dollar note or two would be strewn across my desk and would be pushed to a corner or swept into my drawer if I felt like it. It was not until recently, when I decided to clean my room, that I realized that most of the coins I'd accumulated for the past few months were no longer there. When I opened the drawer, there were only a few cents left, which did not even add up to a dollar. I asked my parents and siblings if they had taken the money, but they shook their heads. No one had been to my room and snooped around. I shrugged it off. There's no use getting riled up for something trivial. I should have kept it in a piggy bank or something instead of leaving it lying about. So, I started to keep my loose coins in a cup in my drawer. It looked neater and I could dip in any time for small change. That too did not last long. No matter how much I put in, the amount would somehow deplete, and I was beginning to wonder if I had indeed taken the money out myself while I was sleepwalking or something. Lately, the money in my wallet too seemed to have disappeared almost overnight at an alarming rate. There will be, let's say, 10 pieces of $10 notes in the wallet, but I will be left with 4 pieces in the morning. I could not chalk it off as absent-mindedness. This time, something is seriously off. My sister was the next person to raise the alarm. A month earlier, she got herself engaged to her boyfriend. There was a small ceremony of handing over the engagement ring and a token representing her dowry. 50 pieces of $1 coins, representing the total amount for the dowry, were elaborately placed on a decorative tray. She had kept the tray on display in her room. One night, she awoke screaming, sending all of us into her room. She had pointed to the tray on her table and insisted she saw a small figure plucking the coins out. I went over to have a closer look, and true enough, half the coins were missing. Of course, the small figure she mentioned was nowhere in sight. I took the tray and placed it inside her drawer while she took her pillow and moved to our parents' room for the rest of the night. At first, I refused to admit that it was the work of a toyol, a common mythical creature kept by a person who uses it to steal from others. Apart from the missing cash in my room and my sister's supposedly weird encounter, I still believe that there could be other explanations for this. I voiced this out to my neighbor, Rohana. We have been friends since we were in preschool and have stayed in that neighborhood our entire lives. Rohana, too, shared that her family had been losing loose cash for the past few weeks. It seemed like such a petty amount at that time that they did not make a big deal out of it. But she did mention that people have been pointing fingers at the middle-aged couple who lived on the ground floor. There have been whispers about them keeping the toil as a means to get instant cash. At first, I did not believe this. We can't go around accusing people of things that happen beyond our control. Rohana could not change my mind about this, but the seed of doubt was already planted. I went home, thinking about the probability. Maybe they kept the toil to sustain their lifestyle? Well, I don't know. A few nights later, I was awakened by a sudden movement at the foot of my bed. My first thought would have been the neighborhood cat, who would have jumped in through my room window, which was facing the corridor. But, as my grogginess gave way to full-blown alertness, I became conscious of a small scraping sound at the corner of my room where my desk was. Earlier, on a whim, I had purchased some green beans on the pretext of asking my mother to make her special green bean soup. I had siphoned off a handful and placed it on my desk because I had read somewhere that the toyol would be too distracted to steal. Instead, it would play with the beans until dawn. True enough, I saw a shape, almost the size of a big rat, pushing the beans around on my table. As if sensing my movement, it turned. I could only make out a row of gleaming teeth and a pair of red eyes in the darkness. Before I had time to react, it was gone. Disturbed, I woke everyone up, updating them on what I had just seen. My mother began to worry, and my father suddenly confessed that he too had been missing some cash lately. My sister began to urge everyone to pack up and sleep at our grandmother's house instead. The drama that ensued was a bit too overwhelming for me, with my mother and sister panicking and my father trying his best to calm them down. In the end, my father decided to call his friend, an ustaz, who was a spiritual healer and lived in the same block, for advice. Apparently, there was a spate of events involving money being stolen in the dead of night among our neighbors. I mentioned the suspicious couple living downstairs. But my father shook his head, insisting that we should not take matters into our own hands. That was the only encounter I had with the toyol. I did not know if this was purely coincidental, but the couple downstairs moved out not long after. No one knew where they had moved to. All we knew was that they had packed up and left in the middle of the night, never to be seen again. Needless to say, that was the end of the toyol sightings and complaints about disappearing cash from the neighbors. Maybe the ustaz knows who the actual perpetrators are, but to maintain peace and harmony among the neighbors, he chose to keep the knowledge to himself. As for me, well, I didn't deal with much cash these days, preferring to make cashless transactions instead. I don't think it's a good habit to scatter money all over the place. You never know who or what you'll be attracting next.
It is just easier to accuse the couple who live downstairs of keeping the toyol as a pet and conjuring it to do their bidding. In this case, stealing money from the neighbors without doing the actual stealing themselves. The victims could not be expected to march to the nearest police station to make a report. Could they? However, We all know that nothing good comes out of keeping such a volatile pet. Hopefully, everyone in the neighborhood can move on from this incident. So, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.